Can hope kindle the light in your lamps? How many lamps of hope have you lit up till now? Hello everyone, this is once again your life transformation coach, Neeraj Singhvi, all set to make you live a better life. Last 1 week, I have been in almost complete isolation, and all just due to a light fever that I had. I was advised to take care as COVID-19 could be a cause. A lot of people stay alone, but when you suddenly have to switch to that mode with an extended cord of COVID hanging down your throat, it is simply too much. The fear of COVID has gripped everyone, and so it did to me, even though I am almost mostly positive. So as the doctor advised, I got my COVID test done, and the waiting period for the result was 4 days. Oh my God, 4 days. Can you believe any test taking 4 days time to get you a result, which is life-threatening? But I did not have much of a choice. But wait. You can imagine the fear for the day 4 days if it turns out to be positive. Every moment you are trying to explain to yourself, you are fine. You are fine, and that COVID cannot be the cause. You are on medications, albeit just kind of vitamin C and the likes, taking body temperatures, measuring oxygen levels, pulse readings and blood pressure every now and then. I have seen a lot of people getting hit by the bug and getting quarantined, hospitalized and more. When such a thing happens, people who talk to you push all kinds of positive images in front of you in order to pacify you and get you some courage. But you tend to go negative even at the slightest indications of symptoms, because it's your mind and it keeps telling you much more than any other person could. And above all, it's the time of the result. Everybody is silently waiting in anticipation, including myself, to know about it. It's like the results of any educational examination that we appear for. We are eager to know whether our ID has figured in the top list or not, and when the wait time is near, the hopes get aroused more and more. Unlike examinations, the only difference here is that we do not want our names to be on the list. Let me share a small story with you here. 5 lamps were burning in a house. Suddenly, one day a lamp said, "Even after burning so much, the people do not appreciate my light. It is better that I be extinguished." And that lamp extinguished itself as meaningless. Do you know who he was? The name of that lamp was Excitement. Seeing this, a second lamp started to say, "Now I too should be extinguished. People are not aware of my importance even after giving continuous light." And that lamp also extinguished. His name was Peace. After Excitement and Peace extinguished, the third lamp was also lost. Also lost his courage and extinguished. Its name was Courage. The fourth lamp was automatically extinguished after Enthusiasm, Peace and Courage extinguished. Its name was Prosperity. After the 4 lamps were extinguished, only the 5th lamp was burning alone. Although the 5th lamp was the youngest, it was still burning continuously. Just then, a boy entered that house. He saw that only 1 lamp was burning in the house. He jumped with joy. He did not get sad due to the extinguishing of 4 lamps, but was happy to think that at least 1 lamp is still burning. He immediately picked up the 5th lamp and burned the remaining 4 lamps again. Do you know what the name of that 5th and unique lamp was? His name is Hope. Friends, that's why always keep the lamp of hope in your mind. Even if all lamps are extinguished, but the lamp of hope should not be extinguished. This one lamp is enough to burn all other lamps. The hope of getting diagnosed negative was all through the journey, but during the process, excitement, peace of mind, courage, prosperity all got shattered. By prosperity, I mean money. The only thing which kept the bell tolling was hope. I was finally diagnosed negative. What a relief it was for me and everyone else around. We lose out on a lot of things in life, but we should never lose out on hope, because that is what will get you through it. If someone has got you, do it. Tell us if you have faced such a situation in life where hope was the only savior. We would love to hear it from you. If this episode resonates with you in whatever platform you are on, take a quick minute and interact with us. If you are at Apple Podcast, press the subscribe button and give us a rating. If you are on Spotify, simply just click the follow button to continue the listenership with us. If you are on anchor.fm, scroll down and leave us a message. And if you like this episode, do share it with your friends and loved ones. And yes, as always, live a healthy life, live a better life. Thank you, everybody. Till next time. Bye-bye.